Welcome to Make Marketing Yours podcast show. This is an online community of women in business. I'm your host, Vanessa Choi, and I wanted to create a platform where women can come together and learn how to grow businesses using digital marketing. If you're a consultant, a coach, small business owner, and an online entrepreneur, I would love for you to join me. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all marketing. Be a leader. Make marketing yours. Hey, welcome to the show. I am your host, Vanessa Choi. Today, I'm going to talk about the most common mistakes a course creator could make. After working with my students, my clients, and buying a lot of online courses myself, you will be surprised of what you hear today, or maybe you are making the same mistakes too. So stay with me. Number one, videos are not working. This is so common. It could be some technical issues, or it could be just like a careless mistake. Some membership platform can let you upload your videos directly from your desktop. Some allows you to embed videos from YouTube, Vimeo, and other videos platforms. Some only need your video IDs. So make sure you have the correct format uploaded to your membership site. It's kind of frustrating to your students if the videos can't load or there is no video when they're supposed to have one. Number two, where to go for support. Again, a lot of course creators seem to overlook this. There are so many times I was in a membership area but couldn't log in, even though I know my username and password are correct. I didn't even log in yet. So you should have your contact details down the bottom of your page. Your students will get frustrated if they don't know how to contact you. Number three, looks like the membership site has not completed. I know there is a deadline to meet, but you still have to make sure your course area is set up. There are so many times I see the course creators has the videos there, has the downloadables there, but the information about the course creator was left blank. Well, it's not really blank, but with the name John Doe. You know what I mean? It doesn't look professional. I know most of the time this is just a careless mistake because most course creators' launches are rushing to launch. If you launched a course before, then you know what I mean. You know what I'm talking about. But make sure you have your information there. Number four. Don't have videos? What to do? I understand that not every module will have a video. It depends on how your membership site is set up. Some are okay with the format they display the module. However, some have videos on top and then your modules or lessons at the bottom. If you don't have a video there, at least put up an image with your course title. It is funny to look at the area on top when I know there's supposed to be a video. It looks like a 404 page not found. Again, not professional. And number five, the download links are not working. Another common mistake, make sure your downloadable links are working. No matter if the link directs people to your Dropbox, your Google Drive, or your Amazon S3, just make sure the links work. Number six, delivery of your course. Make sure you send an email to your students straight after they made the purchase. Most course creators create email triggers that automatically send out an email when someone made the purchase. But I know some don't. There are still course creators who do this manually. To be honest, this is not ideal. Think about your own online purchase experience. When you buy an info product or a digital product online, you want to get access straight away, right? Firstly, you want to make sure you have access to what you pay. Like at a physical store, you pay and you take the item with you. Secondly, you want to log in and consume right after you bought it. I know you might not be able to finish the course at one go, but you want to log in and check things out, right? Same as your customers. What if someone purchases your course when you are sleeping? Then they have to wait to get their login when you get up in the morning. Again, not professional. And for those who have the automation set up, make sure you have the right tag or have the right trigger to fire an email. These are all the common mistakes I see from course creators. If you're offering a free product, then this is what people kind of expect from your paid course. This is the first impression for your potential students or customers. If you're offering a paid course, then people would expect all your paid courses are very similar. This is your teaching style. So be really careful the way you set up your membership site before the actual launch. You could assign a user login for yourself and log in as a customer. Go through every single module and lesson and make sure all video links and downloadable links are working. If you don't want to do it yourself, then ask for a favor from your friend or your accountability partner. And I hope these few tips will help you to improve your membership area before you launch. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to my channel so I know someone is actually listening and like what I do. And see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to Make Marketing Yours podcast show. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel for more marketing secrets to grow your business. Be a leader. Make marketing yours.